Kourtney Kardashian gets robbed right from underneath her nose, and Khloe decides to finally retire the famous cookie jars. We're going to be talking all that and more, of course, reviewing tonight's episode and having some fun news and gossip, so stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. We are here with the full panel.
Hey.
Hey.
Excited and ready to go. We feel rejuvenated. We feel alive.
Alive.
Because our queen, Khloe Kardashian, last week, not only watched our after show, but live tweeted with us.
Yes.
It was so fun.
Amazing.
So thank you for that love, Khloe. But I wanted to get right into it and introduce my lovely panel. Like I said, we have a full panel tonight. Yeah. To my left, I have the news and gossip extraordinaire, Miss Rachel Robillard.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
And, of course, the social media expert, the beautiful Miss Nakia Monet.
Oh, thank you. And I'll be on social media, so make sure you guys tweet at us.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, Khloe Kardashian, extraordinaire expert.
Stop.
Howard the third.
Oh, Howard the third.
I cannot.
Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard. I do have the live chat up, so if you're watching us on YouTube, which you should be, go ahead and leave us some comments in our live chat.
Absolutely. And if you happen to not be watching us live, you can still make sure to leave us some comments because we always love going back after the fact and checking you guys out. Mm. I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones, and let's keep up, shall we?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do this.
So tonight's episode was great. It was called Have You Met Kim? Mm-hmm. It was very Kim-centered, which I thought was very appropriate considering she is the matriarch who started it all.
Of course. And especially since afterwards was the E! True story of Kim's journey. So it was very appropriate of E! To make this episode all about Kim for it to then transition to the E! Hollywood news story.
Which I cannot wait to watch. And I feel like we should watch that and give our opinions on it next week.
It's a very nostalgic episode because we haven't had a Kim type of episode in a long time. Mm-hmm. It's been kind of, if you've realized, the last few seasons have been centered around the sisters, which is awesome. But to have a Kim episode is really nostalgic. Yeah. And to bring Paris in, and it reminds you of old Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it. I was like, okay, Kim. I'm glad we got to see behind the scenes with the Met Gala. So, and her in her dresses. So, I was very happy about that. And I was just happy about this episode.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
It was a good one.
I think it was kind of nostalgic, and we got to learn a little bit more about Kim's surrogate. Mm-hmm. So let's kind of talk about her at first, because there was a lot that was going on with that. The last time, well, I thought maybe the same surrogate was used for, you know, the last time, but obviously not. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that surrogate was like, yo, I just pushed out your baby, let me have a break.
I'm tired.
I don't care how much money you're spending. I do not care if you are a celebrity or not. I need a break. That's what that surrogate said. This time we have a white lady.
Yes.
Jane
I was shocked.
Doe.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because they've been kind of using the same surrogate, which is a black female. Mm-hmm. But I understand because she just gave birth to Chicago.
Right.
So she's probably like, guys, my uterus needs to rebuild. I will not hold the new baby because I'm tired. I just want Kim and Kanye to pick me for their next surrogate. Like, where do I sign up?
Agreed. I'm
ready.
Right with you. I'm like, I could do that.
Rachel's like, count me in.
I mean, pay
Here
me.
Yeah.
But
you're white and
out,
black surrogate.
We find out it's not all fun and games, though, because the surrogate is having some complications. The baby is breech and should not be delivered that way. So they have to go in and move the baby, induce labor, and take the baby out before the baby switches positions, which I honestly have known nothing about. I just know that sounds extremely scary and something that should not happen.
Painful.
Yeah. Shout out to women who give birth or carry babies, whether you're a surrogate or you're giving birth for like the first time, because women actually die giving birth to children. Mm-hmm. So I love how real they were with this and was like, look, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And I love how they showed the behind the scenes, because it's not like what they show in the movies. It's not our peachy glory when you give birth to a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Baby's a breech, umbilical cords around baby's necks. Mm-hmm. Women can die, children can die. So I love how real they were, and it's very scary, especially like as Kim, someone's holding your baby, and it's not really you, so to have to go in and make sure your baby's turned the right way, that has to be super scary, and scary for your surrogate too, because you're on top of her and you're like, I'm here, but make sure my baby's perfect.
Exactly. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It really is.
Both lives are in danger too, which is really, really scary.
Yeah.
But what I thought was interesting was the CBD baby shower inspired situation.
Goals.
So Kim was not carrying her own child, so she was able to participate in the CBD fun.
Yeah, Kim was able to get high at her own baby shower.
Goals.
Were you shocked?
She didn't even have her own.
No.
Yeah.
I was a little shocked.
Because Kim doesn't seem like she does that.
Yeah, she doesn't really seem like a smoker or even type of person to really get into CBD.
Oils or anything. Yeah.
Nothing. So I was like, oh, okay, Kim, live on the edge. You know, do you, girl.
Yeah, that's how private she's been. That's what I like. Because she probably has been, but no one knows because she's super private. Mm-hmm. Sure. And I like because she's like, look, this is my fourth kid. At this point, it's like there's no need for the baby shower. So what can we do? You know, they're LA based. Mm-hmm. So it's like, let's do some CBD up. Yeah. I remember when I first heard about it on social media, though, I was like, really?
Yeah.
That's exactly. Different.
It's very different. That's not her brand. Right. I wouldn't consider CBD with her brand, but I think she did that as like an out of the box. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is her fourth and final child as of now that she doesn't want any more. So go out with a bang. I think she did it for the talk.
Yeah.
Right. She wanted like, oh, CBD at a baby shower. That's very uncommon. That's very out there.
I think she knew it would get a headline.
Exactly.
Perfect. And I love it.
And then in our live chat here, Shanice Sweet Smile, who always tunes in. Hey, what's up? Shanice said that CBD idea was smart. I would do that for a baby shower. So, you know, I guess other people would do it. And then Sadie CO85 Smith says, love you guys. Don't watch the show, but watch you guys every Sunday.
What?
So shout out to you guys.
Oh my gosh. That's so sweet.
That's amazing.
Keep those live chats coming. We are loving you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys. That's so sweet. Another thing about Kim, this was kind of just a random thing thrown in there, but I wanted to make sure to mention it, was the fact that she was flying Dr. Orion to North Carolina to remove a prisoner's face tattoos that he couldn't afford to remove.
Mm.
And I just think it's amazing how Kim is making herself accessible to people who need her help, especially people in prison, and mm-hmm. and just seeing her really just give of her time and her attention and her money to that cause is very incredible, and I love that, and I hope to see more of that, and I think people don't give her enough credit for that.
Yeah. I love that she has the resources and she's able to use it. Same thing when I know it was another person who couldn't get a job. She helped that person get a job, and I think especially when you're a celebrity and you can help in this situation, you're like, what else can I do? Because, you know, Kim works with a team. It's not just Kim.
Yeah.
It's Van Jones. It's a whole bunch of lawyers. Oh, yeah. So I love that she uses her resources and says, how can I help? Right. Let me fly you to get these tattoos removed. Let me try to get you a job. Let me get you an apartment. Like, mm-hmm. where can I put those resources? So I love that she's able to do that.
Yeah, and she did that with Alice, too. Mm-hmm. Alice was a model for Skims.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And recently at Washington for the Sunday service, Kanye invited Kim's most recent criminal justice client, who was the guy who was a teenager who got sentenced to lifetime in prison. He was in Washington, D.C. with Kanye and Kim, and he actually performed. Wow. So it's like, oh, wow, he was supposed to have life in prison, and now he's hanging out with Kanye and Kim at Sunday service. So although they're helping the criminal justice system, it's like they're still have ties. They don't just like, okay, you're out, do what you want.
Yeah.
It's like, no, oh, Alice, we want you as a model. Oh, hey.
I love that.
We want you on Sunday service. Like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Still waiting for my Sunday service invite, by the way.
Invited to the Sunday service because I want to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Not me. But you guys let me know how it is.
You don't want to go?
No, I do not. I would love to meet Kim. I would love to meet Kim.
Okay, all right.
Period.
Okay,
let's talk about Kanye for a second. So Kanye does not want Kim to wear this tight dress at the Met Gala because he's like, I just, you know, you're my wife, and you know, I don't know if I feel comfortable with you wearing something super sexy. I don't like them taking photos of you like that.
That's so annoying.
And I love how she does not take it one bit. She totally shuts him down. It's like, nope, just because you're on this journey of like, you want me to be conservative, guess what? I'm not on that journey right now. So no, thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all Kanye or Kim? Which team are you on for
Kim.
This to be?
I'm with Kim as well. Because Kim is right. Kanye is the one who built her up and told her pretty much like, wear this sexy stuff. You need to be like this. You need to be like this. And now that you're making a whole new change, it's like, oh no, you need to be in a turtleneck. And you know, dress down to your feet. And it's like, no, boo, you already built my brand to be sexy. I'm going to be sexy for however long I can be.
You met me like this. And this is what annoys me. And I'm so happy that Kim stood her ground and was like, absolutely not. Go sit down in a corner. It's like, you met me like this. I already was a sex symbol because you rapped about it before we got together. Like, if we're going to be real, you rapped about being with me because I was sexy. Mm. Don't wait till we're married with kids to be like, I don't want anyone to look at you. That's who I am. And you knew who I was. And I'm at the Met Gala. It's fun. the first time I went to the Met Gala, I went with you. So just because you're on a journey and you enjoy looking at this, don't try to stop my bag.
Exactly.
So I'm Team Kim.
And the first time she went to the Met Gala, she was pregnant. So she's probably like, I'm going to
making up for lost time.
Exactly. And I think she was pregnant with North at that time.
She was pregnant with North and her couch gown.
Yeah, and the couch gown.
Yeah, gloves and everything.
That is right.
So she's like, I need to make up from that.
It's a theme. Yeah. It's a theme. She looked beautiful. And he should be happy that she is on his arm.
I'm surprised he didn't step it up. He looked like her security on the red carpet.
Yeah. But I think that was his thing.
That's what he wanted to do.
But I'm happy that she stood her ground and was like, absolutely not.
I'm wearing this.
Sit down.
Yeah. I love how he like got up and said, oh, okay, fine. And pouted and like walked away all fast. I'm like,
this is my show. You're a guest. Good night.
But I do want to talk about what Kylie and Kendall were wearing because they looked incredible. I love the orange and the purple. And at last minute, Kylie decided to lose the hat and took the advice to wear the sleeves.
Yes.
And let me tell you, that made the entire outfit so much better, pulled it all together because that hat was not going.
It was not in.
Yeah,
it wasn't. But I wonder if Versace knew, because remember when this happened, all the memes came out, how they looked like the two evil stepsisters?
The evil stepsisters from Cinderella.
It was amazing, though. So I wonder if that was like a theme, because even the girls retweeted the whole stepsister bit and they looked beautiful. My favorite color is orange, so I was obsessed with Kendall's whole look.
Great.
But like Kim said, they looked beautiful together. As a unit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they don't do a lot right now together. They have their separate journeys and they're doing different things. Mm-hmm. So seeing them walk the carpet together and be there together, that was awesome, because it was always Kendall and Kylie. You know?
Yeah, originally, exactly. They always were together, and then we actually saw on Keep Up with the Kardashians a couple seasons ago how Kylie got so anxious because Kendall was not walking the red carpet with her. They had to separate, and she's like, I don't want to do it myself. And so
now they're back.
And now look at Miss Billionaire. She's able to walk it all herself now.
Doing her own thing. What do we think about Kendall in that purple wig?
Kylie had the wig,
but remember when Kylie took it off and she was like, Kendall, put on this wig. And everybody was like, oh, you look like a mermaid.
She looks great.
I loved it.
I did too.
It was a cute purple wig.
I think it was
cute. I liked it on Kendall. I liked it on Kylie, but I liked it on Kendall a little bit.
I love the colors. I love the colors on them. They looked really nice.
I think it looked better on you, actually.
Oh,
hey, I thought I'd be your best. Yes.
Will I give you little Kim vibes if I do a purple wig?
Yes, do I do this with you?
With the
like, on the
VMAs? Oh, Halloween. Hold on.
Alright.
That should be your costume.
Halloween.
You know what? In the live chat, if anybody has a designer who give me the little Kim outfit, because I'm low key here for
it. Can I be Diana Ross while I'm just do that to your booth?
You know, speaking of like couples and then being a pair, let's talk about Paris and Kim because they were a pair for so many years.
My best friend's ass.
Yeah. So Paris took advantage of seeing Kim at her baby shower to try to secure the bag and get her on this music video, saying, oh, you know, I think it'd be great if you did this music video. It would make sense for you to be in it. Later on, we found out the entire song was, you know,
about
inspired
her.
By Kim and her butt.
Yeah.
So I think for Kim to be like, you know what? I'm the hot item right now. You had your day.
Kim was not
Where
saying
are you going
that.
With that, Dakota? Please continue.
She's just like, you know what? I'm going to do my charity work for the
year. Dakota! Not charity
work. Kimberly Kardashian was not saying that.
You know she ain't saying that. You know I love me my Kim, but Paris had to walk. I mean, Paris had to, what is it?
Run so Kim can walk.
But Kim acknowledges that. Because Kim says if it wasn't for Paris, I would not, and that's an absolute fact. If you're an old Kardashian fan like I am, and you know how this relationship started, it's when what's her name?
Kim.
Paris and Nicole broke up. This is how long back I go.
Yes.
When Paris and Nicole broke up and she started bringing Kim with her, and I love that Kim acknowledged that. If it was not for Paris Hilton, Kim would not be here today.
She acknowledged that. You know, the memorial.
Dakota.
I loved
the memorial. Kim did not say that.
No, I know. I'm just saying God bless her for like shedding light on the past. You know? Good for her.
Listen.
If it was not for Paris, Kim wouldn't have been her stylist and in her closet.
And we're thankful.
Kim started in Paris's closet. Let's not get it twisted. Remember where we came from.
We're thankful for Paris.
And Paris does not need Kim Kardashian. Paris was born rich. and will always be a Hilton.
Always.
She does not need a Kardashian.
And I will say she's super nice. I met her before.
She's super sweet. Kind, so. She was born into the money and she will die a Hilton. She does not need to be on this show.
She's fine.
But I love the Libra queen, Kim Kardashian. I love how she... One thing I love about Kim, Kim always acknowledges and always shows like where she's from. And she's like, if it wasn't for Paris, I wouldn't be here. So I'm going to do the music video.
I love that she did that.
Yeah. Like super dope. And I just love how she talks about her best friend's ass because we know the beef and we know the love between Paris and Kim. I'm not going to bring it up, but
we know
their history.
So, Paris got a lot of airtime tonight, but someone who didn't get a lot of airtime was the Courtney's robber. I wish that she would have had more airtime.
Me too.
Who was this lady?
We need, you know, the meme of Kris Jenner that's like, this is a case for the FBI.
Yeah, this is the case for the FBI. Always remember that.
Remember when she had the guns and the meme?
Love Kris.
So I just think that. I feel like we really, really need we need to find out who this woman was. I love how like Courtney was upstairs like, oh, she's hacked my phone number. She's reading these texts right now. Meanwhile, the lady's downstairs like packing her crap, like, let's go. Speeds off.
I just know that she's like, she stole hundreds of dollars from my wallet.
I'm so confused because a couple episodes ago, we see quote unquote Kris Jenner being tackled by security.
I was like,
but now someone within the camp is stealing from the wallets? I'm like, wait, hold on. What is security doing?
This is a,
something's not
the FBI. Up.
Security is making more of those NDAs so nobody can get into the house
They went to Kinko's to print off more NDAs. And they were
that lady was literally cleaning out the house while Courtney was texting upstairs. I'm like, who is this lady and how is she able to steal your wallet
and steal
your
password? To steal Scott's money, $4,500 from Scott. Scott, why is your wallet at Courtney's house?
My daughter, little P, my baby girl,
my
P,
my daughter,
my little daughter.
Why was the wallet at Courtney's house?
What I want to know is
how
like,
did she get it?
I know, but I think it's funny. Like Courtney was like, oh, you know what? Like I remember paying the valet $20, and then the change they gave back to me was like a $700. I'm like, what kind of bill did you pay with?
Like, she's like, I just threw it on the wallet. I don't know.
The change I got back $700.
How are you so busy that your assistant has to tell you that your wallet has been open and there's money in it, but you're like, really? Because I threw the hundreds back in. So does like your assistant check your wallet?
Why don't you check your own wallet?
And why Scott's wallet there?
How did the lady get $4,500 from Scott?
In the iPad.
How do I sign up for this job?
What was she doing?
I don't know.
Who's this lady?
Idea.
Where's the job board? Because let me apply.
Glassdoor.
Are you hiring, Courtney? Does that mean you're now hiring?
Yeah. Because I can guarantee you we will be a lot more honest with your belongings than
we're not selling your iPad.
I will be the most loyal person you've ever met. Take me, use me. Whatever you need. Mason took the money for a Bugatti.
Well, speaking of Mason, did y'all notice on the wall they have like the kids have checks, like if you have a good attitude, which I think is really
and chores.
Yes, interesting product placement. When a couple episodes ago they were in trouble at school, and Mason and Rain are not. You know, they're bratty, and it's like, oh, so...
Right, did they put up for this episode?
Yeah, exactly.
She had a whole board of, like, chores.
I'm not going to spoil it now, but Rain did make some news this week.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking about that during News and Gossip, so stay tuned.
Rain is the man.
Rain is the man.
4 years old.
My little Rain.
So my little Rain. My little baby Rain.
So cute. So, Rain is in... And the cookie jars are out.
Yes.
So, Chloe,
I love the cookie jars.
We love you. And you taught us how to have these glass jars that we get from the container store. And we line it up with Oreos. And we switch them out every 3 months because they get stale. You taught us all of this during Close CD on your app. And then now you've decided to retire your own cookie jars because the world has taken your idea. It's just so giving of you, to be honest, to like give that to the people
and then retire it yourself.
Yeah.
I loved her. I actually, like, low key, she didn't even want to give it up. It was her sisters. I was like, that's gross. Give it up. And she's like, really? She gave us the cookie jars, guys.
She like showed us how to.
Because I do that now because of watching Keep Up the Kardashians.
So I have to ask, are you going to retire it since Khloe retired?
Hell no. I'm going to hopefully hold on to it and hoping that Khloe comes back to her famous cookie jars.
Or you could pass it down to your children to continue Khloe's legacy.
This is true. This is all Khloe's legacy.
I wonder what else Khloe's going to do if she retires the cookie jars.
I know.
Is she going to show us organizing? Is she going to do candy?
Because Kris has the same way. I think they get it from Kris because if you look at Kris's kitchen, Chris does that with the organizing, with the candy and the cookies. So hopefully they give us something new.
Yeah. I hope so. I miss the Close CD days. Those were great.
Close CD, that's right.
I used to always tune into that and her, like, live streams that she did through the app.
Know.
Oh, yeah.
I was always like, I literally remember, like, on her app, like, oh, check out our after show. And, like, you know, she never saw it. And then she saw it last
she
week.
She saw it now.
I still can't get
You're
over it.
You're probably watching Chloe. Hey, girl.
Hey, Chloe.
We hope so.
We love you. If you're watching.
Tweeted you again. So, hey, girl.
We love you. But, guys, let's jump into some news and gossip during our segment, Tea Time.
Woo.
Y'all ready to
sip the tea?
We love a tea. Cheers.
Imaginary tea.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's get it together because we're going to be spilling the tea. I'm going to need your energy. I'm going to need your focus. I'm going to need your dedication.
You spell it, Dakota.
So, a source tells E! News that Kylie and Travis are still separated but already having conversations about getting back together.
Uh-oh.
They both know that this is inevitable. They just need some breathing room to work out a few of their issues. They want to make it work and have both expressed that they miss each other and are still in love with one another. I believe this 110%. I think that, you know, sometimes some space might be a little healthy if you're having a lot of problems and that they can... You know, they have a daughter together, and I think that they love each other so much. They are always supporting each other at their events. Kylie's on tour with Travis all the time. Like, I just feel like they are such a power couple, and I feel like that love doesn't go away. So I feel like they will be able to work it out, hopefully, and, you know, God willing, continue their family together.
That is correct that they usually do help each other with promoting things, but the most recent thing that Travis Scott has released is Highest in the Room, his new single, and Kylie didn't promote it at all. So that makes me think, like,
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they're getting back together.
No.
Only because, and this is not to be negative, it was rumors of him cheating, and the girl that he allegedly was cheating on, he's been with this girl since, like, 2007. So, and this girl came out and was like, it's not me, but if you look back at all her old photos, there's some photos of her at the same place that Travis was. So I think it's a little bit deeper of just taking time off. Though I don't wish negativity on their relationship. I hope that they do work it out. But she's not promoting any of the music.
Yeah.
They're focused on their baby. And when you have a kid involved, like, you're not really even thinking about your relationship.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of the well-being of your baby. So I don't see anything anytime soon.
Aww. What do you think, Howard?
I mean, I think they should... I think they're going to get back together, like, for sure. Because, I don't know, they just put so much time and everything. The brand is already there. I mean, the baby is here. It's just so much to think about that they will take this break, I'd say, like, a few months, and then eventually come back together.
Okay. What do you think, Dakota?
I think that they will get back together. I'm not sure about this whole cheating allegations. I want to, like, you know, have the whole innocent until proven guilty, and I just want to see that true love work itself out and come to fruition again. But who knows what'll happen, and... I don't know.
You're such a romantic. I
try.
Love
you.
He really is.
I love that.
So sweet.
I found love, so I'm trying to be hopeful.
Can you pass that on to us, baby?
Yeah, I'm just like, can't relate.
Hold
so.
On. Ron, I see what you've done for others.
Yes.
Well, I actually asked y'all on Twitter what y'all think. Do you think Kylie and Travis Scott will get back together? And 53% of y'all said yes, while 47% no.
That's
is very close, about a half and half, but a little more yes.
And they're both still young. Like, they might get back together.
Exactly.
We don't know.
Exactly. We don't know, but I'm curious. I want them to be together, sure, exactly, for the love of Stormy.
Right.
But, you know, co-parenting, we've multiple parents do it, including Courtney and Scott, that it's possible and it can be done. But it was fun to see them on the Met Gala, to see that Travis, Stormy, and Kylie, we saw them for a minute. So, but speaking of Twitter, Kim tweeted out saying, "Thank you, Armenia, for such a for such a memorable trip. So blessed to have been baptized along with my babies."
Baptized.
Oh my God.
Rachel, let's reel it in.
Yes, and so she was in Armenia and had a great time, and her babies got baptized, and we got some beautiful pictures of them too. So,
Did you say something about this photo, saying what it looked like?
It was me.
Okay,
tell
the world what you saw.
Tell the world.
So for those who don't know, the four of us were in a Kardashian chat, so we share pictures with each other. Mm-hmm. And when you guys sent this photo, I was like, oh, it's Mary Magdalene and Jesus.
Yes.
Because it's a very beautiful photo. It wasn't actually this photo. It was another photo of them standing, and Kim has a veil, and it looks very Mary Magdalene and North look like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it because she actually shows light to the Armenian genocide. And I love that they go back to Armenia and she gets the baby baptized and all that good stuff. But I did say Mary Magdalene and Jesus himself is back in Northwest.
Northwest.
She's the one and only Jesus. Well, speaking about Jesus and Northwest, Kanye West, dad, we all know you guys have been trying to get to Sunday service for a really long time.
Yes.
But it looks like Kanye West went all over to Howard University because it was homecoming for a lot of the HBCUs, historically black universities. And Kanye was over at Howard, and it was open to the public and had a major turnout, and he did a screening of his I Am Jesus documentary. So, yeah.
And I want to see that. It's an IMAX.
Nice gown.
Yeah. I do want to see it. I know. Do we know when it's coming out? Like later this month?
October 20th. Because there's no word on the album, but the documentary.
There is word on the album, actually. October 25th is when the new date of Jesus
Haven't there
is
been
King.
Multiple?
Yes.
It's in multiple. So I'll say the documentary has a release date. The album doesn't have an official release date, but the rumor is they're trying to put the album with the documentary.
And he keeps tweaking it, I think.
He keeps tweaking it. Yeah. So the documentary will be October 25th, I believe, but they're trying to package the album with the documentary.
Got it.
But he has been playing snippets of it for people at Sunday service.
Exactly.
He was just at Howard. I have some words about this, but I'll save it for Back to Reality on Black Hollywood Live. Make sure you guys tune in on Sundays at 4 p.m. I will not say it here. Very interesting, but he was at Howard University.
Okay.
All right. Well, we also saw in an Instagram story, a fan asked Kylie, do you plan on having more kids? To which Kylie responded, I can't wait to have more babies, but just not ready yet. So maybe is she pregnant? Is she not? I mean, she said she can't wait, but she was also in the hospital recently for that sore throat. I'm doing quotations.
Oh my goodness.
So, I don't know. People said it was morning sickness.
I don't know. I originally thought, okay, she's just got flu-like symptoms, you know? Then we have that text message that you guys reported on during the Kardashian News Daily segment where the lady was saying she was just wheeled out of her C-section and saw Kylie and Travis and that they think it's first trimester sickness because there's no way that they would have let them back in the high-risk labor areas. So, I don't know. I think that could just be another girl just trying to sell a story to make some money.
I do, too, because if you're a woman and you've been to the doctors, there's so many, sorry to cut you off, what exits you can walk out of. There's so many ways where, like, if you go to OBGYN, you're not just there because you give birth to a baby.
Yeah.
As a woman, you can be in the same area with people who give birth to babies, but have a pap smear, get STD checks. You can literally get mammograms for breast cancer. It does not have to be because you're giving birth to a baby. And because these are high celebrities, they could have just been walked out a different way.
Yeah.
I'm just, not to say that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and if she's getting a pregnancy test, she doesn't have to go to a big hospital. She can go to a little bitty clinic or take a pregnancy test at home.
And not only that, but Kylie did an amazing job of hiding that she was pregnant for 9 months before. So what makes you think that she's going to slip up and let someone see her at a hospital?
Yeah.
You know,
sis could have had a sore throat and was like, let's just walk out this way. And it just could have been the NICU area and was like, oops, my bad.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know, but I'm saying it. I think she might be pregnant.
Really?
Really?
I think she might be pregnant. I just see Kris Jenner all over this with them, the split and then her sore throat. I'm just like, is this a coy? I'm just really curious to see if but I agree with what you said, Kiki. Like, I totally agree with, like, with the woman body, there's so many things that why you're at the hospital. But I don't know. I'm just a
You're right. It could be. I mean, you never know. This could be a case of, like, because they were working on baby number two.
Yes, exactly. They were. And she was expressing how she had baby fever and that because Travis was calling her wifey and that They were feeling each other, and I'm just see something.
She's
in the
always
works.
Said she doesn't want to wait long to have another child, like have a full blown family. So
she wants the kids to be close in age, I believe, is what she said. So I don't know.
I see what you're saying, Rach. I agree with you.
And it wouldn't be the first time that Kris and the whole family have tried to
keep it secret.
Yeah. Because let's talk about remember when Kim had some decoy babies back in 2013? As far as when North was going on, she sent out fake photos of North was actually
I remember that.
Specific babies to different people to see if those photos would get leaked.
Who sent the picture to the news outlet?
Mason.
So she knew.
It was Mason.
Mason
did. Oh, it was Courtney with Mason.
Mason sold the photos. Because Mason's saving up for that Bugatti.
Baby Mason was like, I'm the only baby here. I'm the only one who needs the attention. There's a new baby.
He's the original.
He leaked the photos.
Yeah.
But he's not the only baby of the family who's getting some attention, because Rain Disc has had an amazing time flipping off the cameras of the paparazzi.
Such a mood. Seeing this video of Rain, I'm like, wow. I just like, flip it like Disick, y'all. Flip it like Disick.
I know.
Scott's son indeed.
Oh my gosh, I know. I don't know if we have the photo or not, but it was really cute, and he like...
It was adorable, but I wonder if Courtney, if Corey was like, you should beat their ass.
Yeah, oh my God. What does Corey think?
Corey.
We want to know what you Rain. Think, Corey.
But talking about
Corey. But Rain got that from his father, Scott.
You know he did.
And he definitely seen him sticking up the middle finger.
My little Rain.
Little Rain. Look at him.
Oh, there we go. Yes.
There we go.
Oh
my
God. Like, how do you know to do this?
Yes. Me walking out of work. Anyway, so.
Yes! Mode.
Exactly. We're all curious what Corey has to say.
Right.
And Corey was actually in the news this week. Unlikely friendship we saw. Corey took Ellen and Portia to their first NFL game. They took a private jet and was that.
He looks like so like.
Well, when I saw this picture, I'm like. Wait, what? Yeah,
exactly.
Wait, what?
So where did this even come
just
from?
Looks very interesting.
From what I can understand is, I think general public art or something like that is Portia's business.
Yes.
Or something along, that's what it's called or something. And and apparently, I think he manages some people, so I think he is helping manage Portia, from what I can understand. So that's the connection there.
Well, really? I think more of the connection is like, Kris Jenner is great friends with Ellen. Kris Jenner's dating Corey.
Because Christian is there too, but like you said, people don't know, but Corey actually used to be a really big manager and he used to manage really big celebrities. I think he took a break from that because like Justin Bieber and all that was all Corey Gamble, and I think you're right, he does work with them. But Kris is also friends with them, and Kris is on that jet too, so I think he worked with Portia, and I think they're just friends who literally just probably hang out every day and was like, let's take this photo. Rain is my mood.
Yeah, it's not too random. We all were like, wait, when we saw it, but it's not too random when you really do connect the dots of like, okay, they all are friends.
I mean, just because I work with you doesn't mean I have to be your friend. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I just find it very odd that they're all hanging out. I think Corey just happened to be there at the perfect time, perfect moment. It was Kris's plane or Portia's plane, somebody else's plane, and Corey's like, oh, I'm here. Let's take this picture.
Kris is like, I can't go, but my boyfriend Corey can come.
I don't know. I really don't see how they can have a connection. I'm not in the crew.
But they're like cuddling. Like, that's like an intimate picture. But hey, take a selfie.
I've done that with a family. Like, just a friend, like a friend of a friend. I've done that before.
Okay,
I'm like,
Howard.
Hey, girl, take this picture with me
that's
real quick.
It's me and my sugar daddy. That's
you don't
what
know
that looks
this
like.
Girl, Howard. Don't act like you know her.
Babe.
I don't know this man. If I want to see him walking down the street.
Sorry to this man. Well, speaking of getting to know, the E! True Hollywood Story, we talked about this, is actually coming back. It's one of the most legendary shows on E! Because I used to watch it growing up.
Same.
And Kim Kardashian is one of the subjects, which we all love. So her episode aired and it had people like Kanye West, her husband, her sisters Chloe and Courtney, mom Kim and Jonathan. They talk about stories about them setting up a fake date with Britney Spears, going up the paparazzi. I seen some clips about Ray J, so I think she opens up about the whole Ray J situation, and Kim was really open on E! True Hollywood Story, which you really have to be with these type of shows. Yeah. And I'm really interested, and I'm excited that she got to be one of the subjects for E! True Hollywood Story.
And I think isn't that like the big reveal premiere episode was with Kim?
Tonight is the very first episode, allegedly. It might have changed. So when I did the Keeping Up the Kardashian News Daily that we do, she was like the third episode. So the first episode with someone else, and then she came a few like weeks after. But it could have changed. Oh. It could be different now. But when we reported it, her episode actually wasn't supposed to air until the 17th.
Okay.
They probably pushed it up.
Because of the episode tonight.
So I think she is tonight. But allegedly, she was the 17th, and it was someone before her. And then I think, like, Ariana Grande's brother was after. But someone bigger was before her, and that's no shade to her. Mm-hmm. She just was the 17th, but I think they pushed her episode.
Okay.
Up.
Oh, okay.
So I think
I
she's
tonight. I want to watch it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it.
And it's everyone. They even talked to her, one of her childhood best friends. They talked to her sisters, of course. But it's only Chloe, Courtney, Kim. Kanye, and Kris. Jonathan and I believe like her best friends growing up.
So Kendall and Kylie weren't a part of it?
I don't believe Kendall and Kylie were. I think it was like the older sisters. Okay. Not even Rob was a part of it. Well, but I think it's the people
Rob
who
are Rob. Yeah.
Rob's insane. He's on witness protection.
But I bet you know who sat down for an interview with Corey.
Of course. You know Corey. Corey's always here. Like, man. No, he doesn't know her, but he's there.
I made Kim who she is.
Yeah.
I met her 2 years ago and she's just been so lovely. Yeah.
Chris's boyfriend is everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Like, no one asked you, Corey.
Yes.
We're so mean.
So if you guys watch it, let me know. I'll be watching it. But I've seen a few clips, and it looks really, really good. So I'm really excited. I love
Rachel.
Kim.
I just can't with Corey. Like, Corey, know your place.
He's there, though.
Know your place.
He's popping up everywhere. He's ready.
Oh, we don't know this man, but...
Sorry, this man. I don't know this man.
Sorry, this man.
I wouldn't know this man.
But apparently Ellen DeGeneres knows him.
And so does Portia.
Okay, well, I think that leads us into Gram Glam, our favorite segment of each week. We're going to be voting on the best Instagram photo, and we're going to obviously start off with our girl Kim. Have you met Kim? Is the name of tonight's episode.
Yes.
Here she is. I love this. This is very much Yeezy vibes. I love the socks and the shoes and like the gray. I feel like the Yeezy look is definitely good on her. I think she can really pull it off.
Her caption for this photo was like, "I'm so excited for the blah blah blah," and I'm like, "Yeah, you look really excited.
I love it." But this is like she looks great. She looks like nostalgia Kim. Mm. She looks amazing.
I love it. The next photo we have is of Courtney. She does not care that she had just been robbed. She's like,
Mary Magdalene's sister.
She's like, I'm here.
She looks like Kim. I thought that was like first glance.
Her and Kim look alike.
And she got baptized with her kids as well. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was beautiful. And the next is our girl Chloe.
Oh, ooh.
Slaying.
Ooh. When was the last time you met a woman who could match the design of the stairs with her outfit?
Cheetah print.
Yeah. And I actually looked up, I loved this photo so much in this jumpsuit that I looked up on Good American how much it was, and it's about $200. American doll hairs.
Baby.
Where I'm like, okay, no. Just exit out. Just exit
Chloe,
out.
Can we do layaway?
Can we put it on layaway?
It's reversible. It's reversible. Oh, fun fact.
What is the other side? Zebra?
It's black.
What other exotic animal are we getting?
$200. I need this to be four times reversible.
Well, that's okay.
It is really cute, though.
$200 reversible. It's $100 for one side, $100
for
the other.
There you go.
Two outfits in one.
Two in one. Okay.
You're good.
Looks amazing.
Super cute, though.
You're fine. And the next is of Kendall. She is advertising Calvin Klein, which she's been very loyal to and has had a lot of ads go on
body.
With Calvin Klein.
Yes.
Cute ad. Very like 70s, 80s.
My Calvins.
All right.
And my Calvins.
She literally has my closet in the background. Like, that's how my closet looks.
I love it.
The old school track, lighting. Yes. And then, of course, lastly, we've got our girl Kylie.
It's one of my favorite outfits because it's so 2000.
And she recently posted this, so it's like, okay, is she pregnant? Is she not? Is this an old photo? Is this a new photo?
She banked up photos last time.
This is like, I'm not. Leave me alone.
So,
love it.
For those of you who have watched us for years, you know that within the past couple years, we've had these heads printed off where we vote. If you're a new viewer because of the girl Chloe sent you, thank you, and this is how we do it. We have all their heads cut out, and we are going to be voting on the best Instagram photo of the week, so drum roll, please. Three. Two.
Hurry up, Holloway.
One. Hey. All right. Howard, who did you pick?
So I picked Kim, even though I love my girl Chloe. She was number two on my list, but I could pick Kim because it was just so laid back. It was a cute, like, everyday girl next door type of vibe with the shoes, with the hair, the shorts. She was just, like, hanging out. Like, come hang out with me. This looks like a Calvin Klein ad.
It's so cute.
So I love it.
I picked Chloe. Kylie was my number two, but I love Chloe's look because I love leopard. She looked great in that jumpsuit. I can't afford it, sis, so if you want to give me the layaway plan, I will kindly yes. buy that $200 jumpsuit. But she just looked hot in it, and it was, like, skin tight and very, like, wow. Mm.
Yes.
So Chloe looked amazing.
I did notice there was a payment plan option on the Good American.
Hey!
Yes. On the Good American website.
I'm getting that jumpsuit.
Well, that changes everything,
yes,
Rachel.
Exactly. I was so intrigued by this photo that I was like, I have to look this up online. And so exactly, it's roughly $200. And I just love how the Good American website, they're like the average person.
Yeah.
You know, like I really like how all the models are the average person and that you don't have to be a size zero to get what Chloe is wearing.
Chloe,
so
I love phenomenal. You, and I just want to know, did the stairs come with the outfit?
Exactly. Yes. Her hair looks amazing, her heels look amazing, her body looks amazing.
Yes.
Great I love photo. It.
Speaking of who else looks amazing, our girl Courtney, I just love her outfit, and it's beautiful what her and her family did in Armenia, so I think that is the number one pick for me this week, but you guys are going to have to stay tuned to see who we choose for next week.
Yes.
We're going to be keeping our eyes on every Instagram photo that they post this week, because we're coming back, and we are better than ever next week.
Because we are super fans, and that's what we do.
That's right.
Baby.
Okay.
So thank you guys again for watching. Make sure to comment down below what you thought of the episode, who you want to see win next week, and of course, whether or not you think Kylie and Travis are going to work it out. We sure hope so. But in the meantime, where can everyone keep up with you on social media?
Yes, y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @Rach_Robillard.
Guys, I'm Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And on Mondays and Tuesdays, which is Tuesday and Wednesdays, we do the Keeping Up with the Kardashian weekly news that goes up on AfterBuzz TV reality sites. Make sure you guys check that out.
Yes, and you can follow me, Howard the Third, on all social media outlets at Howard the Third. I also do the Back to Reality After Show on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I also do the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show on AfterBuzz on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And thank you guys for the shout outs in the live chat. Hey, what's up, Andy? Hey, Shawnee Sweet Style, Sweet Smile, everybody else. We love you guys.
Yes, we love you guys.
Love
Thank you
y'all.
So much for watching. And you can follow me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And we will keep up with you next time.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.